Hey there, my name is Gary Sims and this is Gary Explained. So today, the 25th of August, the Linux kernel turns 30. 30 years since the initial posting by Linus Torvalds where he talked about his work on a free operating system. And so here is my homage to Linux. I want to talk about 9 things that you may not know, 9 interesting facts about the Linux kernel. So if you want to find out more, please let me explain. And so on the 25th of August 1991, 30 years ago, Linus Torvalds posted for the first time about the free operating system he was working on, didn't even have a name, and then of course that became Linux, and it was released under the GPL, and that meant that lots and lots of people could contribute to it, knowing that their contributions would not just be sucked up by some private enterprise to build their own thing and benefit from all their work. It meant that the source code was always out there, which meant people were much more happier to lend their support to it and look into what it's grown into, this absolutely huge, dominant operating system that we use today. So here are 9 things you may not know about Linux, 9 things which I hope you find interesting. Number 1 is it runs on a whole wide range of CPU architectures. Of course, it runs on processors from Intel and AMD, both 32-bit and 64-bit. It also runs on ARM processors, and we'll talk more about that in a minute. But it also runs on a whole bunch of others, including RISC-V, including Alpha from DEC, Spark that was from Sun Microsystems, PowerPC, of course, from IBM, and the IBM's Z architecture for its mainframes. It even runs on soft CPU cores that you can use inside of FPGAs. It really has a real wide range of support. And that in itself is quite interesting because early on in Linux's history, Linus was saying, well, I've only written this for the 386. It's going to be really hard to port it. I'm using lots of features from the 386. And over time, of course, they were able to abstract some of that away and turn it into the Linux that we know and love today. Okay, the second point is that Linux runs on supercomputers. In fact, there's a list of the top 500 supercomputers that is published to show the difference performance of those supercomputers, who's got the best supercomputer. It's called the top 500 supercomputer list, and every single supercomputer on that list, without fail, runs Linux. 500 of the supercomputers listed in the top 500 all run Linux. No other operating system in sight. Now that is amazing. Now, I said we talk about ARM processor for a minute, and why did I say that? Because Android itself uses the Linux kernel. In fact, if you think about it, Android is probably the most popular version of Linux out there. It has got Linux kernel at its core, and then of course on top of that, Google has built all the frameworks and things and services that we use today. But at its very core, it's running Linux. That means billions and billions of devices that people are walking around in their pockets that they're using every single day use Linux. That is absolutely amazing. And why did I say ARM processor? Because 99.9999% of Android devices use an ARM-based CPU of one kind or another. But it isn't only things like smartphones and servers that use Linux. It's used in lots of other places, some places you may not even know. Now, I am a great fan of the Amazon's Kindle readers, the kind of the monochrome e-ink displays. In fact, I've got a review of the latest one here on this channel. I'll leave a linky cardy thing up here somewhere. And did you know that even that runs Linux? So when you're reading a book on an Amazon Kindle, whatever book it is that you're reading, you are actually using Linux to do it. Now, from time to time, someone will write into one of the comments like, I'm pronouncing Linux wrongly. Well, actually, I am not. Number 5, Linux is always pronounced Linux. Now, of course, Linus is his name, Linus Torvalds, and Linus is a name that's used in lots of countries around the world, including Finland and Sweden, and of course, in lots of English-speaking countries like the USA. And sometimes it's pronounced Linus, sometimes it's pronounced Linus, but when it comes to Linux, it's always Linux. Here's a quick clip from Linus himself explaining that very thing.
When I speak Swedish, it's Linus. When I speak Finnish, it's Linus. When I speak English, it's Linus. And I really don't care how people pronounce my name. But Linux is always Linux.
Number 6, Linux is not earthbound. What do I mean by that? Because it's on Mars. So that helicopter that NASA have been flying around recently, that is actually running Linux. Now, while the rover itself is using a proprietary commercial operating system, the helicopter is actually running Linux. So Linux is literally out of this world. I'm bringing us back down to earth to something that's much more familiar to us, and that is gaming. Now, Valve has announced the Steam Deck. I have a video here on this channel talking about what we can expect from the Steam Deck. And the key thing about the Steam Deck is that it is running Linux and actually using some special software that Valve has been promoting for a long time now called Proton. It's actually running Windows-only software, Windows-only games on Linux through this compatibility layer called Proton. So when the Valve Steam Deck actually hits the stores sometime later this year, again, another Linux device will be in people's hands doing some very sophisticated gaming. Now, number 8 is not about Linux itself, but more about Linus Torvalds. Did you know that Linus was not a one-hit wonder? In 2005, he wrote Git, and we use Git today, again, all over the place, GitHub, GitLab, and all that kind of stuff. Now, what happened in 2005 is there was a problem with how the Linux source code was being managed. Linus wanted a new way to do it, so he took a few weeks off, and he went and wrote Git, the Git that we use and love or hate maybe today. And the interesting thing is it took him just 74 days from when he started writing it to when the first version of Linux that was released using his new software. Just 74 days, absolutely amazing. And let's close with a fun one. Number 9, did you know that Linux includes a bogus performance measurement for every CPU? It's called BOGO MIPS. MIPS, of course, is millions of instructions per second. It was very much a popular measure used a few decades ago to say how fast a processor had got. Today's equivalent might be TOPS. When we talk about AI, everyone's saying how many TOPS has it got. In one sense, it's pretty meaningless because you don't know what a TOP is. I mean, what is an operation? What is it? A complex one? Is it a simple one? Anyway, that's a whole different discussion. But inside the Linux kernel, they needed a way of measuring how fast the CPU was so that certain timings could be understood. Obviously, something would take longer on some CPUs compared to another. So Linus invented BOGO MIPS. MIPS, as I said, BOGO as in bogus. And so when the kernel boots up, it will actually tell you the BOGO MIPS of your CPU. And just to give you a kind of a measure, a Raspberry Pi 4 might score 135 as its BOGO MIP, whereas an AMD FX8320 might score over 7,000. So go check out your BOGO MIPS and tell me in the comments below, what does your CPU score? Okay, that's it. Personally, I'd like to thank Linus. I'd like to thank not only him, but there's so many other people that don't get recognized. All the maintainers of the kernels, the long-term support kernels, all the people that have applied patches, and all the corporations that have actually contributed to and fund Linux. A big thank you to all of you, because look at all the things it's doing. Everything from a Kindle reader, to a smartphone, to a supercomputer, to something on Mars. It's all running Linux. Okay, that's it. My name's Gary Sims. This is Gary Explains. I really hope you enjoyed this video. If you did, please do give it a thumbs up. I hope you're following me over on Twitter at Gary Explains. I also have a newsletter. If you're interested, go over to GaryExplains.com, type in your email address, no spam, just the newsletter. Okay, that's it. I'll see you in the next one.